long-term plan and submit that to you. So that will include information as to what we've built through the construction phase and information from the field studies we're doing. We're asking the board to set the date for that next plan at 6 months after the start of milling operations, or 6 months after construction is finished, as that would be the date to submit the next level of detail for closure plan, this interim plan, moving from preliminary to interim. In summary, the pre-construction activities at Meadowbank are already underway. There is excellent potential at that site to find more gold. We've had good results to date. In the year that Meadowbank has been with the project, the reserves have grown from 2.9 to 3.5 million ounces. There's excellent support for the project. The project is fully financed. And Agnico Eagle intends to work with all the stakeholders in the region. We have been demonstrating that in our past year, and we will continue to do that. It's not something we're just doing at this phase. It's a core part of our business. We will continue to build the relationships that we've developed with the local communities and with the KAA, and we, especially with respect to the IBA and the Water Compensation Agreement. And training of local personnel is a priority. We recognize that this mine, its legacy is the skills it will leave and the jobs it creates. And on that basis, I would like to thank you and close at that point, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Connell, for your presentation. Now, it's what we open for question. Before we do that, I'd like to ask Bob Hansen whether he can stay on the line. Bob, are you on the line?
Yes.
Thank you. And Bill, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Before we proceed with the questioning, I'd like to recognize the some audience down there. MLA for Baker Lake, David Shmilak, as well as we also the, one of the board members also came in this morning down in the audience. She's not in the room right now. The vice chair, Jeff Kushuga, is also in the room as well. Okay, Pigapadero, we start with INAC. What do you have? If you have a question to the applicant.
Do we have to be sworn in?
Mr. Chairman, no, they don't need to be sworn in unless they actually submit any evidence during their questioning of the applicant.
Yeah, thank you. Go ahead, Anak.
Hello, I'm Jim Rogers, Manager of Water Resources for Indian Northern Affairs. Sitting next to me is John Brody of Brody Consulting Limited, who has worked on this project and has done a fair amount of the calculations on the amount of money that the INAC believes would be required to reclaim the area. And on my far right is Michael Nadler. He's Regional Director General for Indian Northern Affairs for the Nunavut Regional Office. We have many questions, but we'll try to keep it fairly short and fairly sweet. We appreciate what Larry presented. However, the board should be aware that some of this information has been recently submitted. This is either the first time or we haven't seen this information for more than a week. So some of the information hasn't been delved into in great detail, and I believe Agnico Eagle understands that point. Our major issues are over the reclamation estimates that we did not make a recommendation at this time to the board. We will make that in the presentation on the amount of reclamation security that we feel the water board should set so the water-related issues can be handled over the future. There is some disagreement in that point. There's also some points on on the cover. The Larry did mention the NURB approved 2.0 meters of cover, and they've calculated 2.5, and we've calculated 4 meters of cover over the waste rock and tailings. Now, as we know, NURB did not approve 2.0 meters of cover. NURB recommends that the 2 meters of cover would be the minimum and defers the actual amount of cover to the regulators as required under the land claim. So the because of recent experience in Ekati and Divac and other projects in the north, we are less confident that the 2 or 2.5 meters would be sufficient to provide a thermal break and allow the tailings and waste rock to remain frozen.
Questions.
Okay. So the question on the cover would be, Agnico Eagle Mining Incorporated, or Limited, I guess, be agreeable to a license term which requires them to submit, for approval of the board, a plan for collecting field data and modeling, doing a thermal model, a block model, to determine if the appropriate cover thickness.
Thank you. Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We acknowledged in our presentation that we knew that these issues were going to be controversial. That's why in our presentation, when we proposed a solution to it, we said rather than get into that argument at this point in time with respect to a depth of cover, what's right, what's not, we would just take INEX numbers because we know that that's protective. And then we would develop that information over the first five-year license term so that the second license term, the types of data that Mr. Rogers is talking about would be available. So our presentation acknowledged the fact that these were issues that were outstanding between the parties, and is in the compromise, or trying to find compromise, it was our position that we just accept the $26.1 million from the INEC estimate, rather than try to have the board have to deal with these issues when we as technical people haven't dealt with them yet. In respect to Mr. Rogers' request with respect to collecting field data and having that as a condition, that is something we are comfortable with. The company's intent is to develop information on that cover over the life of the operation so that we can have the information for the board at the end of that five-year period.
Thank you. Just to remind the INEC that you will have a presentation right after all the parties are questioning the applicant. Go ahead, INEC.
The other question, and probably we'll go into greater depth in our presentation, although it won't match it, is the Larry, you should have numbered your slides. The Meadowbank Type A Water License Application Part C, where you have the ramp up from 12 to $26 million slide. The difference between that and
it's $14 million ramp up over 5 years.
Okay. Yeah, you have a ramp up of $14 million over 5 years. Did you develop a set of numbers that we could review on that, or is it just a straight line curve?
Before answer, INEC, please focus your attention to the chair when you speak. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, my mistake.
Okay, applicant, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell speaking. When I did those, we didn't develop any new numbers because we knew that would be controversial. What we did was take the INEC estimates. The INEC estimates are only 2 points, basically the end of year one and end of year five, and we have tried to use those same numbers to ramp up. And obviously, we've had to